Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Most of us in this country got an MMR vaccine, which almost eradicated measles here. Until the vaccine was developed, the virus used to infect 500,000 children in the U.S. every year.
But today, a study is using the measles virus to kill cancer cells. The approach of using viruses as an anti-cancer treatment is not new. Since the 1950s, researchers have investigated this potential, called oncolytic viral therapy.
This newest approach with an engineered measles virus looks promising. Called MVNIS, researchers modified this virus by inserting a gene that makes a protein called the sodium iodide symporter.
This protein normally helps concentrate iodine in the human thyroid. So when MVNIS infects cells, this protein also binds iodine. That way, when radioactive iodine is injected into a patient, the infected cells become visible under certain imaging techniques.
This allowed scientists to follow the virus as it left healthy cells alone, but targeted tumor cells. Ultra-high doses of the virus were injected into two women with end-stage myeloma, an incurable blood cancer.
It works because the virus uses as receptor a protein found on the surface of myeloma tumor cells. This allows MVNIS virus to enter, replicate, and kill them.
Both women in the trial showed a rapid decline in myeloma cells. One became cancer-free and remains in remission. The cancer returned in the other woman, but the treatment prolonged her life.
The researchers plan to treat a larger group of patients in a second clinical trial. They say it's too early to declare their treatment a cure, but it's certainly promising.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.